ready to assemble the rest of the battle. And rather than flour, this cake is going to have cornstarch in it. Because chocolate is heavy, and we want a very light, delicate cake. Almost like a souffle. So, 3/4 cup of cornstarch, and you sift it right into the cup. And then sift about 1/4 of it into the batter. Stir that in. Now, particularly with chocolate cakes, you want to be very sure that your batter is very liquid, or you might have to beat it up again. And take 1/3 of your egg whites and stir them right in to lighten up the batter, and then a little more cornstarch. Then put the rest of the egg whites on top, and we're going to alternate folding egg whites and cornstarch. Not as neat as it could be. Now here is your spatula. And you'll go down into the mixture and up and over, bringing a little chocolate over the egg whites. Very important part. A scooping motion, rather fast. Up and over. The whole mixing business should take more than a couple of minutes. Now, ready into the cake pans, 1/2 inch. Do it eyeball to eyeball, or whatever they say. Push it out to the sides so it won't come up. Very half-full, and a little bit left for the cook, who would like to lick the pan. Just to settle everything. And then right into the oven. Diagonally for air circulation. For 15, 16, 18 minutes. And I want you to see. I hope these are going to be just right. This is not quite done. I'm going to put it back again. Let's have a look at this one. The French chocolate cake is always very moist. It shakes a little in the pan. Take a toothpick or something and it should almost be set at the sides. That's not quite set, so these need another 2 or 3 minutes.